It's a warm, sunny day in April, and Patty Casey and her colleague, Eliza Doncaster, are suited up like they're ready to handle something toxic in a laboratory. But we're not in a lab. We're in a beautiful field in Brownsville, Vermont.
So we have this cool 1 meter square white flag, and we're either dragging it or flagging it through vegetation looking for ticks.
Patty and Eliza are with the Vermont Agency of Agriculture's tick surveillance team. While most people avoid ticks, they visit every town in Vermont in the spring and fall every 5 years to find them. Lots of them. Hence the hazmat-esque suits.
We're starting to accumulate data over time so that we can see places where ticks are moving into or perhaps declining. Are they moving into higher elevations? Areas where there's more like suburban, development.
When they find one, they pick it up with tweezers and drop it into a little vial of alcohol. This vial of ticks will go back to the state laboratory to get tested for diseases. Black-legged ticks, also called deer ticks, carry the bacteria that causes Lyme disease. But they also carry a bunch of other bacteria, viruses, and parasites that cause other illnesses. Natalie Quitt is with the Vermont Department of Health.
And those diseases are, in order of most common to least common, are Lyme disease, anaplasmosis, babesiosis, Borrelia miyamotoi disease, and lastly, Powassan virus.
When Lyme was first reported in Vermont, a little more than 20 years ago, it was pretty rare. But now the state sees more than 1,000 new cases every year. The Centers for Disease Control considers Vermont a high-incidence state for Lyme, anaplasmosis, and babesiosis. And now people are catching Lyme year-round.
So what we are seeing, like other states with these tick-borne illnesses nationally, is an upward trend.
It's a problem Quitt and the health department are very worried about. And they're not alone.
There is evidence for the northward expansion of these tick-borne illnesses and the ticks themselves being contributed to by climate change. I would say that's fairly strong evidence.
That's Rick Ostfeld with the nonprofit Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies in Millbrook, New York. He's been doing some of the longest-running surveillance of tick populations in the Northeast. Because of human-caused climate change, Vermont now sees about a week more freeze-free days than it did in the 1970s. And the growing season is getting longer every decade. Ostfeld says that makes it easier for black-legged ticks to find hosts to feed on at critical stages of their life cycle. But humans are also driving the spread of ticks in other ways.
One main factor that is contributing to the expansion of the ticks is this habitat fragmentation, destruction, suburbanization, which removes some of the natural biodiversity that we have in the animal communities. So some of the predators disappear.
Black-legged ticks aren't choosy and will happily feed on most mammals. But small rodents like chipmunks or white-footed mice or shrews are particularly good hosts for them. And they're also the animals that infect the ticks with pathogens, like the one that causes Lyme. When we allow suburban sprawl to break up big chunks of forests, predators like bobcats, foxes, weasels, and raptors leave, and other animals too. And that creates room for rodents to thrive.
We are inadvertently filtering out the protective species and allowing in the dangerous species when we fragment the landscape and erode habitat quality.
Ostfeld says scientists think this is part of why we're seeing tick-borne illnesses spread radially, not just northwards. And while forest fragmentation and climate change are two big factors, he says researchers know there are still drivers they don't understand. But he says there's good news. Climate change and sprawl are things that humans can address through public policy. Natalie Quitt with the Vermont Department of Health says it's critical that Vermonters, especially those who work outside, take steps to protect themselves and find ticks early. She says it's the best tool we have.
I think a simple way to remember it is protect, check, remove, watch.
That's protect yourself by avoiding areas where ticks live and wearing protective clothing and EPA-approved insect repellents. Treat your pets for ticks seasonally. Check yourself and your clothes every time you spend time outdoors. And consider putting your clothing in the dryer on high for 10 minutes when you come in from the woods. Taking a shower soon after being outdoors is another proven way to reduce your risk of getting sick. Lastly, Quit says,
and then if you do have an attached tick, remove promptly.
She recommends using fine-tipped tweezers. Then monitor yourself for signs and symptoms of illness or a rash for 30 days. For Vermont Public, I'm Abigail Giles.